You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds!
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. They're finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Take us with you in the Odyssey app. Sam and Greg on this Saturday morning, 17th day of May. You know, Sam, on this day, Alaska became a U.S. territory. And I bring that up because this is one of those states that I have mixed emotions about wanting to visit. Because it's supposed to be just incredibly beautiful. But you got a three-month window when you can see it.
Three-month?
Yeah, it's like
If
you go in, well, now or maybe June and take those cruises up there, you got until like August, maybe early September, then they stop. But it's supposed to be breathtaking going up there. And
I understand that. I know people who've gone.
Yeah, that was my next question. Have you ever been up there?
I have not, but I know people who've gone and they loved it.
Yeah. Well, let's ask our guest, because he seems like somebody who would want to learn and see more about our 49th state.
You think he would want to do that?
He's a little cold up there. Jason's very cerebral. He's smarter than the average bear, and so, you know, he's always wanting to be educated.
They do have bears up there.
They do, and he's smart enough to stay away from them. So, anyway, Jason Longshore, one of the voices of Atlanta United, along with our own Mike Conti, getting ready for Atlanta United in Philly tonight. And the first question is, of course, have you been to Alaska, Jason?
I have not.
Oh.
Right to the point.
I know.
I mean, it's a long way. I've never been. I'm okay if I don't go. I'll be all right.
I can watch
the documentaries. I'll be okay.
I feel the same way about Oregon. Never been there, but whatever. Hey, listen, Sam and I were talking.
I've been to Oregon.
Yeah,
you've been to Oregon.
Okay.
Portland Timbers.
Oh, that's right.
I've been with the guys that brought the tree across country at the back of the truck, and we sent them back with it. Then we do firewood. Whatever happened to that thing?
Yeah, really.
They brought that thing all the way across for the MLS Cup. I saw a picture of it.
They didn't get to break out the chainsaw for that one.
I actually saw it. I saw him driving it down Marietta Street, took a picture of it.
What?
Yeah, he had it strapped to the back of a truck. I said, you got brought a tree all the way from the other part of the country, and they lost. Nice.
Yeah, exactly.
That was then. This is now.
Hey, they got a point last week. That's the conversation we had last.
Middle of the week, and let's see what this does for this team to get back on the pitch a lot sooner than normal. It's a quick turnaround for this team. Jason, what does that do for them?
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Yeah, it's been a busy week. Trip to Austin where kickoff temperature, it wasn't quite as bad as they thought it was going to be, but it was still like 94, 93 degrees with a hot wind, which is not something I ever recommend that you have to experience. They fought back in it. They didn't play well over the 90. I thought they started well. They lost the game a little bit in terms of control. Austin only scored from a free kick, and I think that's one thing you have to keep in mind about this team defensively at the moment. They're not giving up goals from the run of play outside of the second one in Chicago. They're giving up set piece goals, which is something you don't want, but they're not giving up a lot in the run of play. I do think the shift to three center backs has helped them be a little more stable on that side. But the next step, and Ronnie Dyla talked about it a lot yesterday, the next step is being able to get higher up the field and keep the ball more. It's a team that I look back at the Austin game, especially after a good start when Austin started to press Atlanta back deeper and the back line has to drop because Austin is attacking with numbers and they're getting more of the ball. Back line drops, and then when they do get the ball, because they're feeling pressured and they're forced back so far, they're not comfortable playing out of the back. So they end up playing it long and giving the ball right back. And that's not the way this team is built. So it's not the easy thing to just say, oh, we'll just keep the ball. No, it's not hard when you have guys right on top of you. Oh, we'll step higher. Well, it's not easy for the back line to step higher if the attacking group isn't pressing high as well. It's little things like that that as you shift to a different formation, you have to clean up to be more effective. And it's something that is a work in progress. And right now with a game last Saturday in Chicago, coming back home, going to Austin, game there, coming back home, getting a day and a half or so of training in, and then playing again, it's very tough to work on these things on the training pitch. You're having to kind of sort through it, get the best you can out of it. You want to be a little more secure defensively right now and stay in games, but you got to get the attack going as well. And that's something that has to happen for this team to get better results.
You say it has to happen, but how confident are you and them achieving that in a short amount of time here?
Well, I mean, for like flipping a switch to happen today, I mean, the attack isn't going to look its best today. No, it can't. But you do have time after that to train and work on it and get those little connection points going. And to me, it all comes back to being comfortable on the ball. You know, I think Atlanta United is always going to be a team that wants the ball and wants to create chances with the ball, not create chances like Philadelphia does with pressure and chasing and defending. It's kind of the idea of you think of a basketball team that maybe isn't the best shooting team, but they're going to press you full court all day long. That's what Philadelphia does really well. And then they create some of those, you know, kind of garbage baskets or whatever, garbage goals where they turn you over, they go straight to goal, they score. Counts just the same, right? Atlanta is going to be the opposite. They're a team that wants the ball and they want to create chances with the ball. Problem right now is they're not comfortable keeping the ball, and it's because they've been under pressure way too much. The back line has been under pressure way too much, and when you don't have much possession and you have guys in your face, your first inclination as a player is get the ball out of here. And that's happening in these long stretches of games to where it's a repeating cycle. If you don't keep it, you don't have the confidence and the bravery to play through that press, and you just give the ball back to the opponent, it's just going to repeat the cycle again. And it's something that this back line, especially today against the Philadelphia team, that will love to press you. If you just keep giving them the ball back, they're going to keep piling numbers forward, and it's going to be very hard to get out of your own half. You've got to find a way to break the lines with passes and be comfortable and be brave on the ball.
Spending time on the waitforit.com hotline this morning with Jason Longshue. And he is social. Always find him at Longshue, at Longshue. The lineup, the roster, do you make any changes with the lineup? Do you stick with what the starters that he's been there? Do you dare tinker with that or do make some changes there?
I think when you get to the third game in a week like this, you probably have to make changes just because of fatigue. And that's going to define your lineup maybe a little bit more than form at the moment, because you know it took a lot out of the guys on Wednesday. I mean, those are tough conditions to play in for the first time this season in serious heat, and having to come back in the game. You know, there's a difference between having a lead in a match and being able to at times relax a little bit with the lead and with the ball going back to possession. But when you're chasing the game, it takes more energy out of you. So Atlanta did that, and they chased it, and they got a point out of it. And that's something to build around. But what does that do to what you have in the gas tank today? I don't know. I really think the lineup's going to come down to a combination of, yeah, you'd like to keep guys who are playing well on the field, but you need guys who can run, and you're going to need guys who can give you at least 60 minutes to start, maybe 45, depending on how the overall group is looking. You might have to go to the bench a little bit more today, a little bit sooner today. I think fatigue is going to define the starting lineup more than form at the moment.
Yeah. Jason Longshore is joining Sam and Greg Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. You know, as always, you come on here and you do a great job of breaking down what's going on with this team, the last game, what to look forward to with the next game. But and I don't know if you can really dive into this because you're part of the broadcast team, but what is it that you'd like to see them do next or address next or focus on that you feel like maybe this is the thing that will ignite this team into to moving forward?
Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, when we were going through permutations of how this team could look on the field in terms of lineups and shapes and what might work with what we had seen after a few games, the shape that they're playing now was one that I thought might be an idea to go to. It's three center backs, it's two wing backs, and two central midfielders with two attacking midfielders in front and a striker. Call it a 3-4-2-1, and call it a 3-4-3. Formations and putting like strict definitions on them, that's overrated in this game. It's much more fluid like basketball. But a structure, yeah, three center backs instead of two, gives you a little more security defensively, because early on this team was giving up too many goals and giving up too many bad goals at times. Okay, add a center back, take away a winger, and change the way that you're structured a little bit. It does leave Sabo Lobjanidze a more difficult way to get on the field, because in this shape, you don't have the wingers where he is naturally going to play. He can play as a wing back, but defensively, he's a liability there. When you're chasing a game, yes, you can turn to that. But starting a game defensively, teams could pick on him a little bit. So that's the trade-off. And look, anytime you start going through a possible lineup and you start going through possible combinations, there's pros and cons to it. I think this shape can get the best out of the defense to make you more secure, keep you in games more. I think it can also get the best out of Miguel Almiron, because it gives him more of a freer role. When he's wide, I don't think he's got the legs at this point in his career to run up and down the wing all day and then be effective in the attacking third, which is where you want him to be effective.
Right.
You want him to score goals, create assists, rather than get stuck into a tackle in his own half. So, okay, you need him higher up the field. This kind of shape gives him more of that ability, while also not putting the entire playmaking side of the team on him, because he's not a traditional playmaker. He's not a guy who's going to spray passes around and create opportunities for others in bulk. You know, we see those guys in this league. He's not that. He's going to create chances because of his quickness, because of his speed, and unbalancing a defense. Alexi Maranchuk is more of that traditional playmaker. And by playing them together and letting them play off of one another, and I think Maranchuk should get more credit for being a guy who is giving to the team to try to accommodate Almiron and get the best out of him. Moranchuk is deferring. He's dropping off. He's dropping into the spaces that Almiron is leaving, for example, to try to help the team. I think those two can blend together in that spot, feed Latte a lot more, but it just takes a little bit of time. And it's taken longer than we all would like. But I think this shape might be, and this change might be the one that with some time can help unlock things. Because I like where the wing backs are positioned in it. I like the extra center back. You have to find your best two central midfielders to suit this shape. And you have to figure out the Almiron-Moranchuk combo in the middle to get the best out of the group going forward.
That's what we look for. That's what we look for tonight. Of course, we got it coming up tonight, right, Greg?
Yep, 6:30. Oh, wait, my mic's off there. 6:30 pre-kick at 7:30. And
what are you doing, jumping jacks, Greg?
Well, no, I was actually talking to our producer. So that was Sam was asking your
who is a co-conspirator of his.
Well, that's true. You guys want to take a second and talk about this?
Yeah.
Come on. Noel, get on here and plug y'all's show. I told you to do that earlier, and you forgot to, Jason. So
Come on, Noel.
I'm here. Yes, Jason Longshore, me and Jason every Thursday at 10, unless the Braves are in town, and then we are pushed to 11. But every Thursday at 10, me and Jason are at the corner of sports and everything else on The Intersection.
Ooh, so you got a name for the show? Yeah, it's
called The Intersection.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah. So you can find us at the corner of sports and everything else.
And The Intersection. You got a website you can send folks to or a page?
We're working on it. We're building some marketing things and some other things. But right now.
It's a work in progress. There you go.
Definitely check us out on Thursdays at 10 o'clock. We have a lot of fun over there.
Jason, what's the best thing you like talking to Noel about? If you have one thing.
I'm learning a lot about the Atlanta Dream. I'm excited about the Dream season this year, thanks to The Intersection. And I'm learning some of the things that get Noel fired up when we start throwing darts at the end of the show.
All right. Nothing about shoes yet? Because you know she's a sneakerhead.
It's coming. All right. We talk some shoes.
All right. You guys have a good call. As always, thank you, Jason.
Appreciate it. Thank y'all.
Thanks, Jason. Thursday nights, Noel and Jason.
Yeah, man.
The Intersection. Anything more you want to add to that?
No.
All right, well,
hope we get a win tonight.
Well, that goes without saying. It's Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.